USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Amistad Project has presented evidence of massive voter fraud to the FBI, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said state officials are investigating third-party groups trying to register people in other states to vote in Georgia.
These third-party groups have a responsibility to not encourage illegal voting. If they do so, they will be held responsible.
The investigation into at least four groups is ahead of the January 5th Senate runoffs that will determine control of the U.S. Senate. Arizona on Monday certified President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the state. Biden ended up carrying the state by just over 10,000 votes. Wisconsin finalized their results. Biden won Wisconsin by just over 20,000 votes. President Trump claims massive voter fraud and is supported by the Amistad Project. Their election fraud evidence is being reviewed by the FBI. This is USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
If Joe Biden becomes president, his Treasury Secretary pick will be the first woman to hold the position, if confirmed.
On Monday, Biden announced his potential senior economic team, including plans to nominate the first woman to head the Treasury Department, as well as several liberal economists and policy specialists who established their credentials during previous Democratic administrations. Biden would nominate Janet Yellen, the former Fed Reserve Chair, to lead the Treasury Department, and former Clinton and Obama advisor Neera Tanden to serve as Director of the Office of Management and Budget. He also named Wally Adeyemo as his nominee for Deputy Treasury Secretary. He's a former Obama administration official and the first CEO of the former president's nonprofit foundation. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Janet Yellen announced earlier this year to generate more money for the government, she'll add taxes to the oil and gas industries as they enter the marketplace. That will clearly raise the cost of energy nationwide. Monday Night Football, the Seahawks over the Eagles. Final score was 23-17. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Republicans in the state of Ohio are moving forward to impeach the Ohio Republican governor. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
A group of Ohio lawmakers has filed articles of impeachment against the state's governor. The group of Republican state representatives have brought 12 articles of impeachment against Republican Governor Mike DeWine, alleging his coronavirus orders are unconstitutional. In a statement, the lawmakers accused DeWine of, among other things, meddling in the conduct of a presidential primary election and arbitrarily closing and placing curfews on certain businesses while allowing other businesses to remain open. They also claim the state's mask mandate, quote, promotes fear, turns neighbors against neighbors, and contracts the economy by making people fearful to leave their homes. Governor DeWine responded to the lawmakers during his daily coronavirus press conference Monday, calling their efforts foolish.
So at some point, this foolishness has got to stop, and you've just got to get, and I'm not talking about most Ohio, there's just a small number of people who just continue, for whatever reason, to think that this is and act as if this is some big joke.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The impeachment effort comes a week after a county in Michigan approved a resolution to support the impeachment of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Seattle Seahawks traveled to Philly's Lincoln Financial Field to play the Eagles for Monday Night Football. Monday's result marks seven straight victories for the Seahawks against the Eagles, who have yet to beat Seattle since Pete Carroll took over as head coach. The Hawks are atop the AFC West with an 8-3 record. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.